From NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. As summer travel season kicks in, the Justice Department says it has launched a review of possible unlawful coordination by several major airline carriers. NPR's Brian Naylor says the government is looking into whether the airlines got together to keep ticket prices high.
The probe comes as the airlines have been making record profits, nearly $20 billion over the past 2 years, according to the Associated Press, which first reported the investigation. The airline industry has been steadily consolidating, with just four carriers controlling some 80% of the domestic market. Democratic Senator Charles Schumer of New York said it's hard to understand, with jet fuel prices dropping by 40% in the past year, why ticket prices haven't followed. An industry group says it's confident the Justice Department will find that, quote, our members compete vigorously every day. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.
A 68-year-old man swimming in waist-deep water off North Carolina's Outer Banks sustained several shark bites around noon today, the seventh such episode in a record-breaking year of shark attacks at North Carolina's beaches. The man suffered wounds to his ribcage, lower leg, hip, and both hands as he tried to fight off the animal, no word on his condition. The U.S. and Cuba are opening embassies in Washington and Havana. While word of more relaxed relations with Cuba has many Americans eager to visit the island nation, others are not pleased. Agustin Garcia of Miami is a Cuban American.
It's a day, a very sad day for us, okay? Why I say that? Because I watched an Afro-Cuban woman pregnant being beaten in the streets of Havana. If that had happened in Atlanta, if that had happened in Alabama, the president would be screaming bloody rights, civil rights.
The president wants Congress to lift a longtime trade embargo, but staunch Republican opposition makes that unlikely in the near future. Starting today, tourists visiting the White House will not have to rely on mental snapshots. NPR's Scott Horsley reports that the executive mansion is dropping its long-standing ban on photography.
Visitors touring the inside of the White House have been prohibited from carrying cameras with them for more than four decades. But the White House has decided to relax that policy. The change was announced with an online video in which First Lady Michelle Obama rips a no-photos sign in two.
If you've been on a White House tour, you may have seen this sign. Well, not anymore.
Visitors are being encouraged to share their photos with a White House tour hashtag. Video cameras, flashbulbs, and selfie sticks are still prohibited. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
On Wall Street, the Dow closed up 138 points at 17,757. The NASDAQ was up 26. This is NPR. Auto industry sales were robust in June, with Nissan rising more than 13%. Fiat Chrysler gained 8%, led by Jeep, and Ford rose 2%, with weakening demand for cars offset by Ford's strong SUV sales. GM was down by 3% last month, primarily due to a drop in sales to rental companies. A former California state senator pleaded guilty in San Francisco federal court today to racketeering in a widespread Chinatown crime case. From member station KQED, Marisa Lagos has details.
Former state senator Leland Yee admitted to participating in a conspiracy to solicit campaign contributions in exchange for political favors. The charge has a maximum penalty of 20 years in prison. The former Democratic lawmaker is set to be sentenced in October. Yee was arrested in March of last year and charged with more than a dozen counts in connection with a federal investigation into corruption, money laundering, and arms dealing that had ties to San Francisco's Chinatown gangs. For NPR News, I'm Marisa Lagos in San Francisco.
The U.S. Geological Survey is reporting that 10 years from now, a third of the world's polar bear population could be in an acute struggle for survival. Citing updated scientific models, analysts from the research arm of the U.S. Interior Department say the problem is due to greenhouse gas emissions that are reducing the animal's summer sea ice habitat. It's especially serious in Alaska. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News.
Support